Dear Diary, I've done a lot of things I'm not proud of, but I want to be better. So I'm coming clean about my filthy past and airing out my own dirty laundry so that I can get my shit together before I'm 40. This is the Dirty 30 Diary, and I'm your host, Dirty D. Happy New Year, everyone. It's 2019, and I don't know about y'all, but I'm feeling very optimistic. I'm hoping that this isn't just like a New Year's high, and I'm hoping that it lasts a very long time. So there's a lot of things. Well, there's a couple things I want to share, a couple things I want to go over. Some of it is about the show, which I'll get into later. But yeah, I'm feeling very optimistic. I'm extremely grateful for my previous year. This is my birthday month. Woohoo. I turn 33. So this is chapter 33 of my diary. I don't really get with the whole resolutions thing like I probably have in the past. But this year I felt like, I don't know if anyone else feels this way, but this year felt very like, bitch, you already know what you're supposed to do. So like, fucking do it already. So I didn't make any resolutions. I just want to be the better version of me. I have been through a lot of shit, which most of you know who've listened to past episodes. Abusive relationships, cheated on who I thought was the love of my life, and she broke up with me. Right before last year ended, I lost two friends. One was closer than the other, but ended two friendships. And pretty much like a lot of things have, you know, just been happening kind of like a purge, like a natural purge. Like nothing that I've like said, oh, I want to get rid of this, I want to get rid of that. A lot of people do that shit at the beginning of the year. But it's like everything just kind of happened naturally the way it was supposed to happen. Not to say I'll never be friends with those people again, but just like certain things, like you just have to know what's for you and what's not for you in that moment. So with that being said, it's a new year and none of that new year, new me bullshit. New year, same me, and just kind of taking the lessons that I've learned and the things that I know that I already know and just moving forward. So with that being said, I've decided two things. I feel like I'm going to be single until I get my shit together. Some people can like not be single or like be in a relationship and still be working on them. And then they're with this like epic partner that just kind of helps them get through like all their shit, which is, like off the top of my head, I can't think of anyone who's like that, but I could definitely think of, you know, something that I've seen in like a movie maybe. But yeah, I personally haven't experienced that, but I just feel like at this point in my life, I'm just trying to get my shit together. I thought I wanted to date. And, if you guys listened to the last episode, which was Karma, you know that I was dating someone who was long distance, and it ended up kind of just going down the drain like before my very eyes. So we speak every now and then. I decided to just be friends with her for the time being. So, and that's that. So I just think that I'm just gonna like lay off dating. Like as much as I want a partner and I want someone who, you know, is for me and, you know, all that good stuff, I think I'm just going to like lay low and then just focus on my business, focus on my brands, like just focus on me, which is probably the worst thing that you could possibly say. Cause I feel like as soon as you make that declaration, here comes somebody trying to make you happy and shit. So I think, I just want to focus on me, be the best me possible, learn from my mistakes, and, move forward. So The biggest lesson I feel like I've learned has been accountability. So like towards the end of the year, like I've always kind of, this has been like kind of like this lesson that I think my ex taught me the most, because she said it all the fucking time, was like being accountable for your actions. Which is like something that, you know, you hear, but like, it's crazy how you can know what something means and use it all the time, but not actually, or like say it all the time and refer to it, but you don't really use it the way that you express it. Like you feel other people should be using it. So for me, being accountable for your actions is like full responsibility, like knowing that you did something and it's not really like it's your fault, but it was the result of the action that you did. So certain things in my life that happened last year, I'm definitely accountable for. Last year, I made a poor financial decision that resulted in my being homeless pretty much. Like, I was evicted from my apartment that I love so much. And I was just like sitting there, and I actually wrote, I was writing as I was watching the movers put, like, unload my shit from the back of a truck into my storage. And I was just like, fuck, like, I can't believe, because it's not my first time being evicted. It hasn't been since, you know, I was a lot younger. But, you know, I was like, I can't believe this is happening again. I can't believe that I allowed this to happen. Like, there, you just start thinking about the shit that you could have done. Then you start thinking about, like, it's kind of like in phases. So for me, like, I've never been the type to, like, blame. I'm sure my ex will say the contrary. But I've never been the type to, like, blame anyone off bat. Like, off bat, I'll know that it's my fault. I won't blame anyone else. I'll keep it to myself because I'm embarrassed or ashamed. And then I'll be like, oh, okay, you know, I just need to, you know, then you start just thinking of all the people that, like, the reason. So I start thinking of, like, people that I let stay with me and, like, the people I let spend the night and the people that I allowed to waste my time and instead of working or doing what the fuck I was supposed to do. And it's like you have to pull back and be like, no, this is my fault. Even if someone came, like, these are things that I allowed. Like, you can't blame everyone. So when it comes to accountability, like, just people kind of miss the mark. Like, they think that accountability is admitting that it's your fault, but then some kind of, like, weird thing happens where, like, it's like you think you're being accountable, but you're also blaming the next person at the very same time, which is not taking accountability. It's like, I don't know what else you would fucking call it. But so in my 30s, turning 33 the end of this month, I'm just trying, like, my goal is to just be accountable for everything, along with just being honest and transparent, and then just, you know, having these moments where I, like, dig deeper and really try to figure out what the fuck is my problem. So this is taking me to, I just listened to Peter's, or I actually just chimed in on Peter's podcast. If you are a follower of the other podcasts on my network, I do urge you to, you know, venture off and, you know, listen to other podcasts on the Digital Soapbox Network. There's The White Man's Opinion and the host is Peter. And I definitely want you guys to listen to that. I'm on there too. So pretty much, I was talking to him about the whole R. Kelly thing, because he talked about on that show. It's actually really on his show. It's really, really funny. Again, this White Man's Opinion. And he asked me what I thought about it. I have not watched those fucking videos, like Surviving R. Kelly. I did not watch it. Not for any other reason besides I don't have cable and I don't watch it. I'm pretty sure I'll stream it and binge watch it at some point today. Or tonight or this week or something. I don't know. So pretty much, without watching it, without needing to hear every single person's story or, you know, all the things that they had to go through, I personally, for those who have listened to my previous podcast, I personally dealt with my own issues with sleeping with older men at a very young age. I lost my virginity at 12. And then the second person that I had sex with was in his 20s, and I was 13, I believe. And yeah, it's not okay. Like, no matter how you look at it, it's just not okay. As far as placing blame, of course, R. Kelly is 100% wrong. Like, there's no, morally and legally, he's just wrong. If you are an older man and your responsibility is to be an adult and make adult decisions, abide by the law, and to be morally, you know, correct, and he just didn't do that. I don't condone his behavior in any way, shape, form, or fashion. I don't care if it's handed to you on a silver platter and you don't, you know that no one else is going to find out. Like, you just don't do that shit. And on top of it, you're on some, like, not to be judgy about someone's personal sexual preferences, but, yeah, you're just not, it's just not okay. Like, it's just wrong on so many levels, and to the point where I've actually got into whole ass debates and arguments with people who I thought would automatically see him as in the wrong, but that's not the most popular opinion. So a lot of what I feel is based on my own personal experiences, but I also know that I can easily count, you know, at least three friends off the top of my head right now who have been taken advantage of by an older person. And in most cases, it's someone you know, be it a member of your family or a friend of the family. And it's just, like, more common than we think. And I think that that's why so many people get, like, they sweep shit under the rug so it never gets addressed. Just like, you know, people have family members that are shady. People have boyfriends that are shady, that are adults, and they mess with these kids. And I'm not speaking just for women. It's men and women. And these things happen and it gets swept under the rug. And then, so you have a bunch of victims who don't know they're victims and a bunch of predators who fucking know that they're predators, but they've been getting away with shit for so long, they've become quite arrogant about it. So it's just something that has to be addressed. And I'm grateful not that this happened, but that this opened the conversation that we should have had a long time ago, not just in the African American community, but just in a conversation about, you know, the shit that happens behind closed doors that you don't address or talk about. Same thing for R. Kelly. I'm pretty sure someone touched him inappropriately or did some inappropriate shit when he was little. He didn't fully heal from the shit, and now it's affecting other people. So the main thing when I started this podcast was, or this whole Dirty 30 Diary situation, is that I wanted people to be accountable for their shit. Start making, being aware of the shit that's happening with you and the shit that's happened with you so that you can move on and address the shit later. And it's to the point where when your stuff, and that's one of the things that made me want to do this, is because when stuff started happening to me, or not happening to me, so when things started happening in my life, it got to the point where I was like, what am I doing wrong? And at the time, like, I was doing things that were wrong as far as, like, wrong for me, like not making the best decisions for me and how I wanted to live my life. But then I started taking it a step further, or a step back rather, and really looking like, okay, this is the shit that, this is where I got myself fucked up at. And it was, it went as deep as I was having sex too young. I was making all the wrong choices. There were people in my life who weren't able to be there for me. There were just different things that I had to make note of so that I could move forward. Until you have this real ass conversation with yourself, you're really not going to understand why you're like this. Like, you know that everybody says, like, why am I like this? Like, that's a real fucking question you have to ask yourself. So with the whole R. Kelly thing, that man has to be accountable for his shit. If he doesn't feel like he has to be accountable for it, and I'm not even talking about the shit that he did, I'm talking about you didn't tell anybody that you were molested, or you didn't tell anybody that you were raped, or you didn't express that you were hurt, that no one believed you if you did tell. So it's like, so for your whole life, you're just going to go deflecting your shit on everybody else, peeing on everybody that you could find, and doing all the shit that you could possibly do. And that's going to be it. And for, you know, years to come, until he gets locked up or until he's forced to really look at his shit, which I pray that that day comes soon, he's going to continue to do this, or he's going to die with these fucking secrets and bullshit that's going to kill him. And that's just what it is. And I need you guys to really, like, be on this journey with me right now. And, you know, who are you peeing on? Not literally, but, you know, figuratively. Like, how is the shit that you've been through, that you have not addressed, that you have not healed from, that you have not acknowledged, affecting other people in your life? Like, for me, you know, my shit affects my mother. I haven't been the best daughter. And I'm not saying that, like, I'm mean to my mother, but I do not consider her when I'm making certain decisions, and consider that she's my mother and she's going to help me and pick up the slack when I fuck up. She's going to be there emotionally for me and stress herself the fuck out when I don't do the shit that I'm supposed to do. Like, everything, when we fail to handle our shit, it doesn't just affect us. It affects everyone, or affects people that we're tied to in our small circle. May not affect everyone, but it would affect someone else. Whether it's your partner having to deal with your shit with you, it's gonna affect someone else. So being accountable is probably, if that's not the word of the fucking year, like, if you want to figure out why you're going through certain shit, or you want to figure out why you're not where you want to be, like, this is the year that you're gonna figure out why, for most of us. Because I know that I figured that shit out last year, but obviously I'm still fucking up because my fat ass ain't been in the gym. And I said that the first was my happy new year. Then I said it was the 7th, and I still haven't seen the inside of a gym. I have, however, been eating better, but, you know, baby steps. But you just have to kind of come to the realization that it's you. Like, we're fucking up, and we need to figure out why we're not just how not to fuck up, but why we're fucking up in the first place, so that we don't have to keep revisiting this shit. I saw, like, a quote, something about certain stuff is like a reminder to see if you've learned your lesson. So when stuff keeps repeating itself, like, you keep doing this and you keep, like, this keeps happening to you, and you're constantly like, why does this keep happening to me? It's because you haven't learned your fucking lesson. So once you learned your lesson, 9 times out of 10, the shit ain't gonna happen no more. So anyway, that's my rant for today. So I've basically just been working on me, and that's what I'm going to continue to do until I get this shit right. Going into future episodes, I want to, like I said, on the 10th episode, I said I wanted to get more people so they could share their perspective on things, because I don't know if you guys are tired of me yet, or tired of hearing about my perspective on shit. Sometimes my perspective is kind of fucked up, just because I've been through so much shit that I don't see things the way that the average person sees them. And sometimes it gets a little one-sided. Someone said that they were, like, listening to my podcast, and it was like having a one-sided conversation with me. And it's very true. Like, that's exactly what you're doing. So anyway, I said I'm not dating anymore. I'm really focused on my business and my brands. I'm taking things little by little, one at a time, and it actually feels good. Like, I feel like I've gotten a lot accomplished already, and I just feel like I'm constantly moving forward, even if it's like a little baby step. And I'm definitely looking forward to what this year has in store for me, and what this year has in store for the Dirty 30 Diary. So, even though I may not be ready to date, I want to know how many people out there are ready to date. Show of hands. Just kidding. So, if you feel like you're ready to date, like, you're ready to be with someone, partner up with someone, get to know them, date for a little bit, get married, have kids, raise a family, do all that good stuff, I want to know who is ready for that. If you are, in fact, ready for that, if you think you're ready for it, I want to know that if the person, say that you matched up with a person who's also ready to make, to take that leap and to be in a relationship and do all that amazing stuff that people in relationships do, like hashtag relationship goals. I want to know how many of you are ready to be accountable. I want to know what your deal breaker is. So not what your deal breaker is for the person. I also want to know that too. But I also want to know, what is your deal breaker? So if you have a deal breaker, for example, I have several. So a person getting with me needs to understand several things. Number one, I have been to jail. That might be a deal breaker for some people. Maybe you're a doctor or a lawyer or something very prestigious and you don't want the public to know, or you're maybe a well-known celebrity. You don't want the public to know that you've been with a whole ass, person who's been in jail, or an ex-prostitute, or, you know, pick one. So I want to know what your deal breaker is. If your new boo was a celebrity, and TMZ is trying to dig some shit up, what is the number one thing that you would want them to conceal from the media? That's the best way I should put it. I want to know what your deal breaker is. Like I said, mine is like probably jail. Like, I don't know if anyone would date someone from jail. I know plenty of people who are like, I wouldn't date someone with a criminal record, or I wouldn't date someone who can, who's been in jail or who has prostitution. Or maybe it's not the actual fact that you've been in jail. Maybe it's just the fact you don't want somebody fucking with you that has prostitution on their record. I just got pulled over the other day and the cop looked at me and he was like, what did you used to do? I forgot how he worded it, but it was pretty much, he was asking me like the shit that was coming up apparently was like on some, I know you used to be a prostitute. Like, he was like, solicitation. So maybe that's something that you haven't thought about, but a lot of people do shit and it's fucked up. And we think we live in a world that's like super open and super free and fluid and all that bullshit. But in reality, like, people are very judgy. And depending on how you put the cards on the table, like, people don't want you to see their hand. Like, people are very discreet when it comes to certain shit. So I personally, like I said, the jail thing, the prostitution thing, maybe the fact that I did a World Star video where I'm like half naked, not naked, but half naked. You can kind of see through my shirt, but not a lot. And that's like circulating. I have like a webcam video that I did with an ex-boo of mine, and she's in it too, but I think she was kind of in on it, having it put out. But, you know, that's somewhere in the atmosphere. Don't try to look for it either. So, you know, that's just like something people aren't like, what would you do if like your significant other had like, you know, dick pics or coochie pics like floating around? Like, is that something that she would be embarrassed of and that she would be ashamed of and you wouldn't want people to know? Is that a deal breaker for you? Would you totally dump his ass or her ass because you don't want to be embarrassed? Like, these are things that I want to know. Like, what do you care about? And then on the flip side, what are some of your deal breakers? What are some of the things that, you know, what are your deal breakers for your partner? What's some things that you're willing to tolerate, but you won't tolerate? So I want to compile a list of people who, you know, have very interesting deal breakers, or maybe you've heard of a specific deal breaker and you want to know who has a higher tolerance level. Maybe someone who's dated someone who has a very interesting, you know, colorful past or something in their, you know, deal breaker closet that they may or may not, you know, be comfortable with. I don't know. Maybe you have someone who, I can't personally, my shit is probably the worst that I've had to actually deal with, but some people's tolerance is higher than others. So I definitely want to know what those deal breakers are. The reason why I want to know is because I am 4 my birthday coming up, I want to have a special episode of the Dirty 30 Diary. I'm going to have a special episode of the Dirty 30 Diary, rather. And I want it to consist of, I want to hook some people up. I'm not going to find love this year, or I'm not looking for love this year, rather. And I want to see some people open their minds to the idea that the person that they think that they want may not be the person that they want for real. So I want it to be, I want to hook some people up. You could be a lesbian, a gay male, bisexual, whatever your thing is. I want to hook some people up, but I want it to be very, very eclectic. I want a good mix of people. I want there to be different races and different everything. I want to hear dating stories. I want the whole nine. This is what I had in mind for my birthday. It's weird because I'm not looking for love, but I have a lot of friends. I have a friend right now who is on a date of a person she met through me via Instagram. And there are two friends of mine who are going to be hooking up. And I want to explore that. And I'm going to have her on the show actually next week. And we're going to talk about it. And we're going to have an open and honest conversation about how that went. And there's a little twist in it, I guess, for lack of a better term. But there's a little twist there. And I want to know what people's opinions are. So I'm going to give a hint to what the twist is on my Instagram page. And that's the Dirty 30 Diary on Instagram. And again, that's the Dirty 30 Diary. And that's on Instagram, Twitter, and on our Facebook page. And I want you to chime in. So I'm going to put a question up and I want you to give an honest answer. So that's done and over with. I'm extremely excited. I just want to hook people up. Like I've always felt like I've been a real, really good matchmaker, and I don't always, I'm not always the best. Like I'm a really good judge of character. I'm more open than a lot of people. So like some stuff I don't care about, but people care about stuff that I don't understand. People, like I said, people are very judgy. They'll tell you that they're not judgmental, but they're very judgy. And then whatever judgment they have, they'll use that to not fucking deal with you. So I want to see how this goes. I just hooked these two people up. I'm really excited about it. But I don't know if they're equally excited. They met today. She just called me. She must have been so excited that she forgot her show, that I was doing a show. So she's going to be here and it's going to be amazeballs. So anyway, if you like after, like I said, I want to have a dating panel or a dating situation. So I want to have some singles come out here to the studio in Los Angeles. So if you are interested, just DM me, write me, reach out to me, and I want to see where this goes. So all those still supporting R. Kelly, I'm very disappointed in you. So I'm being judgy. I don't care. If you've ever been told that someone has been touched, molested, anything inappropriate, and you overlooked it, shame on you. If you have ever been touched or molested and never told anyone, come clean. Let that shit out. Because all you're going to do is do more damage to yourself and potentially to other people. If you have and you feel betrayed because if you have come out and you feel betrayed because the person did not take you serious or didn't believe you or didn't do what they were supposed to get you out of that situation or didn't respond in a caring, consoling, sympathetic manner, shit, DM me. I don't care. But just don't hold on to that. Seek counseling, pray, do what you need to do that is right for you and what your beliefs are and get it out of your system. Purge yourself, come clean, shed that shit. Don't be ashamed of it. Don't give the person who did that to you any more power. Sincerely praying for anyone who's ever had to go through something alone or go through something period without the support and the love of family. And like I said, if you've been a victim and you've turned around and made someone else a victim in your web, like, you're not, you know, obviously you're not alone in this situation, and you just need to make that shit right. Come out and make sure that you're not bringing harm to anyone else. Just free yourself of all that dirty shit and just, you know, moving forward. Don't touch nobody else. Just, you need to go seek counseling, turn yourself in, do something, because this shit isn't healthy. And it's so common that I can't even begin to describe, like, how sad it is that this type of shit goes on every day. And like I said, it's not just like, oh, people are getting raped. Like, people are getting mistreated and abused in their own homes with people that are supposed to love them and protect them and be, you know, helping them be better, you know, grow up to be better adults. And this is not how it's supposed to be. So, sending out my love and, support for anyone who, is a victim of that, and just go talk to someone, get help, seek help, therapy, counseling. There's a million resources out there for people who need, who are, you know, mental health, organizations that, you know, 'cause that is trauma. So it's, you know, you may be suffering from PTSD. Just, you know, get help. And we're praying for you and hope someone is loving on you the right way. And so you could start to heal. Anywho, so tune in. Follow my pages, the Dirty 30 Diary, the Dirty 30 Diary. And that is on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Also, if you have stories, some shit that's gone down in your 30s that you want to share, or maybe you have some questions or you want me to touch on something on this podcast, give me a, drop me an email, thedirty30diary@gmail.com. That is all. I will be back next Wednesday, every Wednesday. Again, if you're single, hit me up if you're looking to be matched with someone in the LA area. And that's it. Everybody, enjoy your day. And again, Happy New Year.